And it's the Lower League Show, and it's John Gibbons hosting. It's a while since we've done one of these, but it is nice to look at what's going on outside the Premier League. And obviously, it's very topical at the moment as well. But to join me, first of all, I've got Greg Stubley, who's a commentator for Valley Pass, which covers Charlton Athletic. So, Greg, welcome to the Anfield Wrap.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
First of all, the feeling, I presume, amongst Charlton fans must be quite positive at the moment, because this long-winded, sort of heartbreaking, frustrating, all the emotions you can imagine, ownership situation at Charlton, which, you know, has led to protests, has led to exasperation, I'm sure, and at times, I would imagine, you know, worry about the very future of the football club seems to be over. You have a new owner. That must be good news, at least.
Yeah, I mean, you summed it up quite well, and that's probably the best I've heard someone try and sum it up. yeah, quite frankly, the past year's been a mess for the club. I think everyone would look at the situation of the club being in League One. I think, oh, you had a difficult year because you got relegated. But there was a number of factors that went into that, which we don't have enough time to go into. Yeah, because you'll have to dedicate a whole podcast to Charlton. But no, you're spot on. The feeling amongst fans is one of optimism now. If you asked me at the start of last month whether we'd have an owner or even someone in charge who can keep safe the safeguard of the club for the future for its fans and staff, I'd have been amazed, in all honesty. The fact that the turnaround's been quicker than expected has meant we've got a little bit of time in the transfer window to try and get our squad together. The problem is, at the moment, we've got this salary cap that's in League One and League Two teams. So we're having to rebuild a whole new squad with not a lot of money. And then that's no own fault of our owner or anyone in the background. It's just the rules and regulations that are in place at the moment. So the feeling is still optimism, though. You know, at the end of the day, we've got a club to support. And I think if you asked me that a month ago, I'd have been like, yep, that's fine. We'll take that for now.